If it's a sports story you're talking about, you can guarantee they'll be talking about it. Unless it's something like arena football. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
So, the Blue Jays go with the familiar. They go with the guy who got it done, the 20-year-old who's now 21, who took the ball in the ninth inning in the postseason. Looked almost unflappable, like there were a couple of moments, but bounced back nicely. He has all the physical tools you would want out of a back of the bullpen guy getting the 27th out. But they have this guy in Drew Storen who's done the job before for a longer period of time in Major League Baseball. He's a pending free agent. He's getting paid close to $10 million this season to be a reliever. Plus, there's the specter of 2017 looming. And what happens to Roberto Osuna? Because it seems like he has the arsenal to be in the rotation. And is that a transition easy to make if he spends another season at the back end of the bullpen throwing his 70 innings or so? So that's a lot to wrap our hands around. Anyone want to take a kick of the can at any of that stuff?
I was surprised, ultimately that they did go with Osuna as the closer. When they acquired Storen, I thought it was for the express purpose of having him close and having Osuna in a setup position would be a cautious way to handle a player who's still so young.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy what he was able to accomplish last year. But I guess, the flip side of it is if you tried to sell Osuna on the idea that you're going to be the setup man, or we're going to do something different with you, that in some ways he would look at that as you're judging me at some level of failure, your expectations are that I can't do it again. I thought Storen would end up there, and I think there's a shot that he may end up there again. All of these decisions, like the ones that we talked about in the first segment, those apply the opening week,
Yeah.
And then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, I think the surprising part for me was, and you mentioned it, Ben, last year he became the closer out of necessity, not out of design.
Yeah.
And so this
next
year,
guy up.
Yeah, exactly, right? Well, we got to try somebody else.
Yeah.
So you were the setup guy. Guess what? Now you're the closer. This year, you made a move and gave up not an insignificant piece. Like, I people can debate this, but I think Ben Revere was a big part of that run down the stretch.
Yeah, agreed.
So you made that move for Storen, who you won't have here necessarily for very long, saying, okay, he's going to be the guy to finish games for us. And you could massage it to Osuna and say, well, listen, this is the best role for you now because we can get you some multiple inning opportunities as the setup guy, build you up a little bit, and then we'll slowly transition you to see if you can eventually become a starter, or if not, a year later when Storen's not here, then you move into becoming a closer, an elite one at that, hopefully. So I thought they had a way to kind of massage it so both guys were kind of happy and felt fulfilled. And they made a decision that they didn't really have to make in making Osuna the closer. Having said that, how many pressure-packed situations, getting them to the playoffs and in the playoffs, did he come through? And the thing about Osuna that you love in closers is he rips the Band-Aid off and someone's going to die quickly. Like, let's get right at it, right? Like, yep. Here's heat, hit it out or miss it and sit down. So that's the mentality that you want at the end of a game. So he does profile as a closer. It's just, you always hear in baseball, don't overpay for saves. And in the long run, I think he helps your organization, similar to Sanchez. If he's a starter and the longer he is a closer, it makes that transition that much harder.
There was no option for him to be a starter this year, though. I think the interesting thing in comparing him to the Sanchez situation that, yeah, there was definitely an argument to be made that this year, for 2016, the Blue Jays were better off with Aaron Sanchez in the bullpen and Gavin Floyd in the rotation if Gavin Floyd was able to make 30 starts and be something similar to the guy he was in spring training. I think this is the move. If you're trying to win a World Series in 2016, Roberto Osuna is probably the better option in the ninth inning, right? Like, it's kind of the opposite of what they've done with Aaron Sanchez, where maybe long-term it would be better if Roberto Osuna was the setup guy throwing multiple innings, but he's done the job so well, and I don't know, maybe there are question marks about Drew Storen. Certainly the Washington Nationals would tell you there are.
Well, and questions about him as a setup guy, because that's a role he did not succeed in a year ago when... You know, our friend Papelbon came into town. So
he started strangling MVPs.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Look out, Josh Donaldson.
Right. Right. I don't think that would be wise.
No.
But there is, I guess, you know, some sort of security in the idea that we'll go what got us to where we were last year. And you know what? I think that is one of Gibby's, you know, prevailing instincts is to you know stick with the formula until it's proven wrong. You know, I mean, it might be a bit more adventurous to use Osuna in a different role, and maybe things casting forward will take shape sooner. But you know, as something to go to now to win right now, you know, it was an easy decision to make, but you would think that when they got Storen, it was to be a closer. That was my take on it from moment one. So, we'll see. Again, it's through the start of the season, and things can go wonky and take an entirely different direction, exactly like it did last year.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.